The nation's largest wildfire is burning in eastern Arizona. President Bush yesterday declared parts of the state a disaster area, and federal relief money is on the way. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Mark Moran prepared this report.
And so I'm here to say thanks on behalf of the volunteers, the people who are doing their best to spread compassion to people who need compassion.
President Bush saw the damage firsthand yesterday and visited with people who were forced out of their homes by the Rodeo Fire, the largest ever in the state. It has destroyed a quarter of the 2 million-acre Apache Sitgraves National Forest. The president called on people here to help out, while the fire raged on the other side of the mountains northeast of here, far from containment.
Thank you for calling Bash. This is Thompson and Baseline. Mike speaking. May I help you?
Merchants such as this local grocery store have erected makeshift drop-off points, collecting what they can to make life easier for more than 30,000 people who've been forced from their homes. Pat Coggins, who works for an insurance company here, just finished handling a claim for a fire victim in Sholo, a town crews are battling to save from the fire.
I brought things that they actually had on the list, like sunscreen and chapstick and shampoo and deodorant and toothpaste and toothbrushes. And I just felt like, you know, if this happened to me, I would want people out there helping. You know, if you lost everything, I would think they'd be grateful for anything.
Bobby Bartling, who just a few weeks ago was in the area where the fire is now burning, donated bottled water, sports drink, pain relievers, and diapers.
And I did that because I sympathize with those people up there and because I think that's what God would want me to do.
Beyond personal hygiene items, folks are dropping off just about anything you can imagine needing after being forced to flee your home on a moment's notice. A camping and outdoor store in Mesa is a designated drop-off spot. Store manager Shannon Daly has set up a huge box near the front door for the donations.
A lot of what the Salvation Army is asking for is cots, dog kennels, dog food, stuff for the pets that are down there, things for the kids like toys and chapstick for the firefighters, blankets, pillows, stuff like that.
You know what? They want to feel like they're helping. Right now, we don't need dog carriers and we don't need cots. We have enough of those.
Sandy Gable, who coordinates relief efforts for the Salvation Army, says what's really needed now is cash.
We need to raise funds to do what we're needed to do in the disaster so that we don't end up taking money away from social service programs that we run year-round.
There's good reason for the confusion. TV stations, newspapers, and websites are publicizing drop-off locations, but the Salvation Army says it doesn't need those items right now, so it's airing TV announcements saying its warehouse is already full. Sandy Gable says the generosity has overwhelmed the Salvation Army's ability to handle the donations.
It creates a tremendous hardship when we're trying to manage unasked-for items. It puts us in a position of having to use manpower to take care of those items that we don't really need at that point.
Today, money from Washington will arrive in Arizona to help pay firefighting costs and to make grants and low-interest loans available to people who've lost their homes to the Rodeo Fire. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.